You're listening to the audio production of Satisfied, Discovering Contentment in a World of Consumption by Jeff Mannion, published by Zondervan and read by Heath McClure.
Introduction. In Search of the Satisfied Life. In his classic monologue, comedian George Carlin riffed on the mountain of stuff we compile. His assertion is that a house is just a pile of stuff with a cover on it. So when you get right down to it, your house is nothing more than a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Because that's what this country is all about, trying to get more stuff. Stuff you don't want. Stuff you don't need. Stuff that's poorly made. Stuff that's overpriced. Even stuff you can't afford. Gotta keep on getting more stuff. So you keep getting more and more stuff and putting it in different places. In the closets. In the attic, in the basement, in the garage. So now you got a house full of stuff. And even though you might like your house, you gotta move. Gotta get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. Brain Droppings, pages 37 and 38. Carlin's social commentary, cloaked in comedic humor, hits close to home. The piece connects with audiences so well because we detect the reality that lies behind the laughter. We are addicted to amassing stuff. Awakening. If we are fortunate, we awaken to our surplus. While on a brief trip to a children's hospital in the Dominican Republic, a woman visits a family whose child will soon undergo surgery. Their cinder block house is windowless. Six people reside in the space roughly the size of a one-stall garage. An ensemble of plastic molded chairs comprises the furniture. Then there is the flight home and re-entrance to her own world and house. The house she felt was simple and modest just 8 days before. Suddenly, she awakens to the opulence of her simplicity. The trip does not induce guilt as much as offer a healthy reality check. Excursions like this provide the opportunity to recast our categories for wealth, simplicity, and shortage. A door is opened, allowing us to see our stuff in a new light, and to wonder what motivations drive us to amass the things that pile up around us. Rethinking. Then we encounter the teachings of Jesus, his rather straightforward comments directed at our propensity to define our lives by what we own. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You cannot serve both God and money. Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I find his words piercing. As a professing Christian, I have the responsibility to consider my buying habits not simply as a middle-class American, but as a Jesus follower. Personally, I feel stalked by some pretty convicting questions. As one who allegedly follows the Christ, what claims does Jesus have on my wallet? What does it mean to think Christianly about the stuff that fills my closet, garage, and basement? How does the one I call Lord intend to reshape my attitudes towards spending, accumulating, and giving? My suspicion is that we have simply lost our way. I suspect that our material longings are more largely formed by our culture than by the Christ, and that our spending habits do not differ radically from those who have no allegiance or loyalty to Jesus. It might be helpful if we begin our journey with a mutual confession. We live in a consumer-driven, debt-ridden, advertisement-saturated culture, and it will require nothing short of total transformation to adopt the heart and brain of Jesus. The current in which we swim is so strong that it will take immense focus and intentionality to keep us from being swept downstream and ultimately pulled under. Make no mistake about it. If you determine to seek the satisfied, contented life, you will be swimming against the current. The First Christians. The challenges faced by early Christians were not that different from our own. This first generation of believers who populated cities of Ephesus, Laodicea, and Corinth also wrestled with insidious materialism. By traveling back to their world, we will gain insight into following Jesus in ours. Together, we will explore the encouragement given to these first believers as they were coached to find financial sanity through Christ's sufficiency.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?